Hello, this is Tiffany, the director of the Enlightenment Center. We are so glad that you have joined us on this Thursday night. We do our best in trying to keep you informed of the happenings in the spiritual community. And tonight we have a guest by the name of Miat Makaru from the Urban Energy Center. We're waiting on her to join in, and until then, we'll start talking about something else until she joins in. At the Enlightenment Center, we do our best to keep you informed, keep you empowered, and give you the laws and the precepts you need in order to create the reality that you say that you want. On a weekly basis, we send out an email. If you're not familiar with the email message or you've never received it, it's really simple. You can join our email list by logging on to theenlightenmentcenter.net and joining our email list in that way. Or you can email us and give us your email address at theenlightenmentcenter@gmail.com. Either way works out for us. Our email is done by literarythought.com. Literary Thoughts works with marketing, articles, web design. Whatever your literary needs might be, you can contact Tiffany, myself, at literarythought.com, and I will try my best to fulfill your literary needs. On Sundays at 2:30 at the Summerlin Library, we have live services. The address is 1771 Inner Circle Drive in Las Vegas, Nevada. The zip code is 89146. On Monday night, Pastor Jonathan Fisher hosts the Creating Your Own Reality at blogtalkradio.com from 5:30 Pacific daytime until 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday nights, if you're in the Las Vegas area, he also hosts an astrology one-on-one class at Transformations of Healing Place at 5:30. And on Thursdays, of course, we have the Empowerment Conference call. If you ever have any ideas or any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to email us at the website, theenlightenmentcenter@gmail.com, and we will address your concerns. If you ever have any ideas for a conference call, topics or any guests you think would be fun for people to listen to or informational, then you can also contact us with that information. Ms. Miat, are you there? Okay, so tonight we're going to start off with the verse Isaiah 55:11. I got this particular verse from the NIV Bible. And it reads, "So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return unto me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which it was sent." Once again, that's Isaiah 55:11. After I read this scripture, I thought about it for a second. My words will return to me as they were sent. Do we ever think about where the words go when we speak them? Or where our thoughts go after they've been thought? In my opinion, they go out into the universe to grant whatever you wish for, to give you whatever you desire. Now, the trick is, whether it be positive or negative, the universe is going to grant it if you think it enough, and that thought becomes a dominant thought. If you don't think it a lot, it becomes a dormant thought, and you really don't have anything to worry about because it's not strong enough in order to produce anything. On another note, when we ask for these things and we say that we believe and we want these things so much, do we really believe that we deserve it? Do we really concentrate on keeping the faith to where the universe is going to grant us what we've asked for? What sometimes happens is we block our blessing with our negative thoughts, whether we think we don't deserve it wholeheartedly, whether we think, oh, it's too good to be true, whether we think that God, the universe, the creator, whatever you want to call he, she, or it, is not strong enough to produce what we actually want. We block our blessing with the thoughts that we have. So it's so important for you to monitor your thoughts, monitor your feelings, if you really want to produce what you say that you want, if you really want to create this reality that you say that you deserve. A lot of people don't understand this. They think, I've been asking, and I haven't been receiving. Well, number one, you just answered yourself. You've been asking. Well, you ask once. You're supposed to send it up, believe, have the faith, let it go, let the universe take care of the rest. Let God answer your prayer. But no, you come back, you ask a third, a fourth, a fifth. Wait a minute, you didn't believe in the first place, and now you're wondering why you didn't receive what you asked for. Because you have to have full faith and full belief in what you're asking for, or you're not going to get it. When I read that scripture again, I saw myself with my arms lifted, with just the abundance of blessing coming down on my head, like it was, you know, the blessings were just seeping within me. And it was just a beautiful thing. A lot of people also wonder, you know, why am I still in this predicament? Your thoughts, once again. People walk around saying, well, I'm broke, I don't have money, I'm tired of being in this financial situation. Your thoughts, like I said, are going out to the universe and fulfilling what you asked them to do. If all you're concentrating on is your brokenness, if all you're paying attention to is the fact that you don't have material money in your pocket, that situation is going to continue because you haven't done anything to change it. Even if you apply for all these jobs, ask your relatives for money, you haven't done the work that it takes to do within you in order to change your situation. First, you have to change how you think about it. How you think about money, for instance. Are you allowing the money that you want to rule you, or are you ruling it? Because if you keep on saying, I want, that means you're saying you don't have, and you're in a continuous lack consciousness. You're not going to get what you ask for until you go within and change the way you think, and at the same time, change the way you feel. If you say, okay, I'm going to get this, I'm going to believe, I know God is going to provide, but deep down inside, your feelings don't match your thoughts, you're still going to get the result that you're really not looking for, the result that you really don't desire. Be happy. You know, if you're going through something, write a list on the things that make you feel good. The sunset. You know, out here in Vegas, we have the most beautiful skylines I've ever seen in my life. That's on my happy list. I know that I have to change the way I feel in order to change the way I think in order to get the result that I want. You have to do the work. Another example, when we're dealing with people in our lives, you're asking yourself, why do I keep on running into the same type of people? Why am I always getting hurt? Am I just super sensitive, or do I ask for this situation? Do people see me as a victim, and that's why they do these things to me and take advantage of me? You only meet yourself when you meet these people. So if you keep meeting people and they keep hurting you, by the way, no one can hurt you. You have to allow it to happen because you're in charge of your emotions. You're in charge of your feelings. You have to allow this pain or this anguish to come within you for it to happen. The person doesn't control your emotions. You do. But if you keep meeting the same people, you need to ask yourself, okay, I met five people, and all five people hurt me. It might not be them. It might be me. So I need to go within myself and talk to me, meditate, spend some quiet time by myself, and figure out what's going on within me that I'm attracting these people, that I'm attracting the same type of guy, that I'm attracting the same type of woman to where the same situation is happening. Because, you know, they say the definition of insanity is to do something over and over and over again and expect a different result. It's not going to happen. You're driving yourself crazy trying to figure out why all these people act the way they do when you really need to go within and figure out why you're acting the way you're acting, why you feel the way you feel, why you think the way you think, and why you're creating the situation for yourself. Also, choose the company that you keep very wisely. If you want your situation to be abundant, if you want your situation to be positive, if you want love in your life, first you need to be that way with yourself, but you also need to surround yourself with people that want the same thing for themselves and also want the same thing for you. if you have negative people in your life and you just for some reason want to keep them around you, think of the positive things about them. For example, okay, your boyfriend, he never puts the toilet seat down, but he makes up the bed every day. So that's a good thing. You know, your girlfriend, she nags and complains all the time, but she can cook really well. You just have to find the positive in people. And as you find the positive in people and you only focus on the positive in people, that's what you'll start to get. You'll start to get the positive. What you see is what you get, Jonathan always says. And when you continuously see the positive and the good in people, you'll start to see them change. But really, are they changing or are you changing? You're changing how you look at them. You're changing how you feel about them, because as you focus on the positive, it feels better to you. Your thoughts are better about them, so therefore they change how they deal with you. You need to think positive, you need to act positive, but I've been going through so much for so long. How do I get to this point to where I can trick my brain to think only good thoughts when I've been thinking negative for so long? Like I said, you have to do the work. One good method is self-talk. Talk to yourself. Catch yourself doing things. If you catch yourself saying a negative comment, follow it up with a positive. If you catch yourself thinking negative, follow it up with positive thoughts. You have to monitor yourself. You have to coach yourself. For example, you could say, you could think this thought, I'm such a negative person. Well, follow that thought with, I was once a negative person, but I'm getting better and better every moment, and I'm deciding to be positive. You're taking that power back. You're taking the power back from your past experiences. You're taking the power back from those negative tapes that play in your head, from your past experiences with your family or whatever has happened to you to where you have this negative thought process and it's a habit to you. You're taking that power back by deciding to think positive, by deciding to change these thoughts that are going on within your head. Another example, I have no money to do what I want to do. Replace that thought with, only I have the power to change my financial situation. What exactly can I do to bring in extra income for myself? I have everything I need. I just need to pull it closer and closer to me. And what I mean by that statement is, we believe that you have everything you need, everything that you wish for, whether it be the love of your life, whether it be a mansion, whether it be a Maserati. You have all of these things in spirit. But we are primarily human, so we function primarily physical. We have to get to a point to where we're meeting the spiritual us. We're getting closer to the things that we have in spirit. We're pulling them into our physical reality. That's why we're doing all this work. So you have to get to a point to where it is your main mission to meet the spiritual you. And as you're doing that, you'll see the positive things happening. You'll see the blessings coming and your prayers being answered. You'll see the manifestations that you've been attempting or in the process of manifesting. You'll see those things coming to full fruition as you start to do this. No matter what you've been through, you could be 25 years old and been thinking negative for 24 years. Once you start to do the work, you'll see how it'll work out for you. Another method is positive affirmations. You can get affirmations. The internet is the greatest place to find affirmations. There's so many spiritual and metaphysical websites out there to where you can get free affirmations, free prayers, free articles that give you some type of empowerment, give you some type of guidance. You can make affirmations yourself. If you're surrounding yourself with like-minded people, you can, you know, use affirmations that they've used. I know that in our weekly email, we send out affirmations, we send out prayers that will hopefully guide you and enlighten you and give you some type of assistance in manifestation. Another good way of bringing everything into fruition is meditation, spending quiet time with yourself. You know, we come from a society where we want to do everything. I want to make more money. Well, I have to do this. I want to love in my life. I have to do this. I want to buy a house. I have to do this. We forget to just be. We forget to allow the universe to take care of us, because you know what? No matter what you do, no matter how much you function and how busy you are, the universe is going to provide for you regardless of what type of person you are, whether you go to church every Sunday, whether whatever you're doing, the universe is going to take care of you regardless. So it's okay to just be. It's okay to spend that silent time with yourself. It's okay to just be. And we get so busy doing and we get so busy thinking that we forget to quiet our minds so we can hear. Because if you're thinking, you're thinking, you're thinking, you're driving yourself crazy thinking so much, you forget, wait a minute, there's something beyond me. There's something beyond me that wants me to be okay, that wants to help me. I need to hear that something beyond me in order to lead me on the right track, in order to keep me guided, in order to be quiet, to hear that. Meditation is the best. If you don't know how to meditate, I can tell you what I do, or like I said, the internet is the best place to find information on these methods. Get in a quiet area to where you know you're not going to be disturbed. Pick a quiet time for yourself to where you know that your house is going to be quiet. No one's going to disturb you. You can pick some soothing music if you like. I like running water. That's calming to me. You know, pick what you like. If you like the wind blowing, if you like jazz, if you like hip-hop, whatever is relaxing to you, put that on. Get in a comfortable position. It might be good to also wear some comfortable clothing so you'll be, you know, feeling relaxed. You don't have to really focus on quieting the mind because that's still doing. Just focus on just being quiet, focus on your breathing. Some people say you should breathe through the nose, out through the mouth. Some people say opposite. Some people say you should only breathe in and out through the nose. Whatever you're comfortable doing, this is your meditation, this is your time, this is your moment to get close to your source, your God, whatever you want to call it, this is your time. So whatever you want to do, whatever you're comfortable with, just do that. Focus on your breathing, and as you focus on your breathing, those thoughts, they dissipate to where they came from. You know, it's kind of like breathing. You do it involuntary, and when you're meditating sometimes, when you focus on your breathing, those thoughts just go away, and you're automatically just relaxed. The first couple of times you meditate, you can do it 5 to 7 minutes, 15, and as you get used to doing it, you can do it for a longer time. But meditation is, like I said, another method that's good to center yourself. Because in order to bring all of these desires that we want, all of the desires that we have within us, in order to bring all of this in our physical reality, we have to know ourselves. We have to be centered. We have to be focused. And like I said, self-talk, affirmations, meditation, surrounding yourself with like-minded people. If you choose to go to a center or a church to worship with others, of course, that's fine too. Just be in the process of, you know, enjoying the universe, of enjoying positivity, enjoying yourself as you're doing this, because you have to know yourself. You have to be at one with yourself in order to be at one with anyone else. Remember, negative thinking, let's work on it. You know, work on it with your friends. You can have like-minded groups. You guys can, you know, form a team and do this together. It's always good to have some kind of support. Speak what you want into being. If you say that you desire this and you want this, go for it. You know, speak it into being. Speak it as you have it already. Feel as you have it already, because really you do. You're just trying to pull it. You're in the process of pulling it closer and closer to you. My point is, if you want to change your reality, you have to change it within yourself. Say the positive things. Do the positive things, and do your best to stay away from the negative. If you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, quit saying that you do. If you're tired of getting hurt, Realize that you control your own emotions. No one else does. Take that power back. Spend your time with positive people. Spend time with people that really, truly love you. Live your life as if you have everything that you want already, and it will come to be. Don't wait until a certain day. Some people say, well, New Year's is coming. I'm going to quit doing this, or I'm going to start doing this. Live your life now. No one knows if tomorrow is going to be. You never know. So why put off tomorrow what you can do today? Live your life now. Don't start into New Year's to make a resolution. Resolve your life now if you're not satisfied with it. Start thinking prosperous. For your thoughts and your actions will attract the situations that you want. You have to speak it into being. So I hope that you enjoyed this. This was my first night doing a conference call, and I really appreciate Jonathan believing in me and having a faith in me in order to do the conference call for him. Like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns about the Enlightenment Center, our emails, or any questions about the activities or any events that you want to let us know about in the Las Vegas area or either all over the world, we're global, you know, we'll get there. Let us know. You can find us at theenlightenmentcenter.net, or you can email us at theenlightenmentcenter@gmail.com. Once again, we have the Sunday services at 2:30 at the Summerlin Library. The address is 1771 Inner Circle Drive. You can find the directions on the website. Also, again, we have the Monday Night Radio Show, Creating Your Own Reality with Pastor Jonathan Fisher at blogtalkradio.com. And also, if you're in the Las Vegas area, Jonathan has astrology classes at 5:30 at Transformations. And really, I think that's about it. Once again, we really appreciate you guys giving us the opportunity to be here for you. We want to be here for you, so if we can do anything or you need anything, let us know. Communicate with us. If you have any events that you know in the metaphysical or the spiritual realm, let us know, and we'll be more than happy to join in if we can. And I hope that you guys have a prosperous and loving week, and much love and constant peace. Thank you. This has been the Empowerment Conference Call with the Enlightenment Center, Thursday, June 12th, and I bid you peace. Bye-bye.